I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show. And believe me, if you're listening, you'll know why. Heard on Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, Gals and Guys, You Stay Healthy, radio stations like KSHB 1400 in Las Vegas. Mark Mancini will be with us, the World War Sports Handicapper. Art Source from Galaxy Sports in Pennsylvania will be with us. Barron's Trivia we will play. Ed Desser used to be head of broadcasting for the NBA. Now he's got his own company, Ed Desser Sports in Santa Monica. We'll talk to him about what's going on in the wonderful world of television. But, you know, when you're doing this show, sometimes you're just talking about who's going to win and who's going to lose. But Fred's very angry. I mean, not that I'm not angry a lot, but this week, I got to tell you, is driving me crazy. Folks, I don't know your history. I don't know if you know your history, but in 1936, Nazi Germany, Adolf had taken over 4 years previous to that. And Avery Brundage decided, yeah, we're going to send our Olympians to Berlin for the Olympics. So we did that. And of course, in the 1500 meter race, they didn't allow the two Jewish guys to run. One of them, Marty Glickman, of course, the former great broadcaster. But so that's 1936. Now we've got 2023, and Jay Monahan, the head of the PGA, made a deal with the Saudis. Now I think you can compare how the Saudis treat women to how the Germans treated the Jews. Now remember, this is before the Holocaust. This is they were doing bad things to Jews, but the killing hadn't really started yet. But the way they treat the women in the Saudis can be comparable, in my mind, to how they treated Jews in Germany. And how about homosexuals? How did they treat the Jews in Germany? Well, they locked them up, just like they did to the Jews. And how did they treat them in Saudi Arabia? You know how they do it. So Fred is beyond belief. Monahan himself said, I know this is hypocritical. Well, Jay, if it's hypocritical, why did you go along? And the answer, of course, is money, money, money overrides morals. We have no morality, none left. Your thoughts, sportsfred@AO.com, sportsfred@AO.com. Love to get your thoughts. And one other thing before you go to a break here. Michael Vick was a good professional quarterback. But forgetting the killing of the dogs issue, which I can't forget, he's not a Hall of Famer. How many games did he win? Now, it wasn't all his fault. He was an above-average quarterback. But no way is he an NFL Hall of Famer. And beyond that, how many dogs did he kill? He's a brain kid, no question about that. All right, we'll come back with a whole lot more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
Wendy's Strawberry Frosty is back for the summer. Because if it's summertime, it's frosty time. Beach time? Frosty time. Tea time? Frosty time. Me time? Frosty time. Treat yourself to Wendy's Strawberry Frosty this summer and make time for Frosty time. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's. Now open till midnight or later.
credit time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Hours may vary.
Staples has everything your business needs all in one place. Shipping supplies and services so you can fill orders from all over in one stop. Plus, professional print and marketing services at your fingertips. And now, during Staples Small Business Deal Days, when rewards members spend $100 or more, they get $20 back in rewards plus another $10 back with the Staples Connect app. And you'll find new deals in store every week on tech, chairs, and shipping supplies. Get everything for your business for less at Staples. Rewards offer ends 5/27. Limit one, redeemable in store only.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com, joined by Mark Mancini, definitely the world's worst sports handicap, Art Source, former kicker for the Rams and the Trojans of USC, and he now runs Galaxy Sports in Pennsylvania. And I opened the show talking about what happened this week in golf. And Artie, you were a professional golfer, and Jay Monahan, the head of the PGA, says, I know it's hypocritical. Yeah, it is hypocritical because people were talking about we don't want any part of the Saudis just a year and a half ago. And now they made a deal where, again, money overwhelms everything. Art, is a former golf professional golfer yourself. What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, having covered the LIV golf tour in Washington, D.C. or north of D.C. just 2 weeks ago, one of the questions I raised to Sergio Garcia was about the Ryder Cup and how important it was. You know, with Seve and the fact that Sergio had a great record in the Ryder Cup and that he wanted to play with his guy, Jon Rahm, and there was so much politics involved. And little did we know that in the background, you know, the PGA Tour commissioner who had basically said all these things negatively about LIV was working with, you know, the PIF to work out a deal to bring all three entities, the DP World Tour, the PGA Tour, and LIV together. Now, there's a lot of things to be worked out in this deal right now. Basically, they have an agreement in principle, but there are so many parts of this agreement that are still moving that, Fred, I don't know what really is going on. Everybody that I've talked to seems to indicate that the players that turned down the big money, they feel like the PGA Tour or LIV or somebody should really step in and make them real. Then you've got, you know, the players who really were adamant against Greg Norman and Phil Mickelson. And some of them actually believe that, you know, Phil was right. And it proves that he was right, that the tour is going to do what they want without the players' basic agreement. I mean, he went off on his own, played a round of golf with, you know, with Yasser. And they came up with this concept, and none of the players ever had a chance to vote on it. There was nothing involved, you know, with the players to do this. And, you know, there are key questions, I mean, raised by the Washington Post, Nancy Armour, raised by Dan Wokin of the USA Today, you know, about sports washing and all these different scenarios.
What about, Artie, hold on. What about the word morality? right there. I would like to know your thoughts about the word morality.
Well, you know, everything that I've done in my research, Fred, and people don't know this, but the LPGA Tour is taking Saudi money. So they're actually funding the biggest women's sports in the world, which is the LPGA Tour. They're going out of their way to try to change what they're doing. I can't speak for what they did in the past. I don't think it was right. I think morally it was wrong. I still think some of their views are wrong. But if somebody's trying to move into the 21st century, should we keep them from doing so is my argument, okay? So, I mean, we can go pro-con. I see your point, Fred. They're not great with women. They're not great with you know the LGBTQ community. I'm the first to admit that. But that's past my pay grade. All I can tell you is they wanted to unify golf and make golf a better game, and I'm not so sure they did, but we're going to find out. That's the only thing I can tell you.
The Olympics were 2 weeks in Berlin. This is a year-round thing. What if somebody in 36 said, let's make a deal with Hitler? I mean, you know, some kind of...
You're comparing the crown prince, crown prince to Hitler. He killed 6 million Jews, did he?
This is in 30.
How long have we been in business? How long have we been in business with Saudi Arabia? Different administrations.
Long time.
So what's the difference? FedEx has contracts with them. Every PGA Tour company has contracts with them.
All I'm saying.
Where would we be without their oil right now, Fred? Honest to God, with the current administration.
All I'm saying is. It was 1936, Germany. I'm not saying 1941.
And that was wrong, Fred. But we're dealing with less than 1,000 people that I've read that have actually had problems over the last 25 years. We're not dealing with 6 million people being exterminated.
What about 9/11?
What about 9/11? Has it been proven that they were the actual ones behind it?
They were certainly part of it.
Part of it, yeah. All the other people in the Middle East.
All I'm saying is, I just think that at some point somebody has to stand up. If it's Rory McIlroy or somebody else, say no.
Let me ask you a question. Why isn't it Joe Biden? He's got Blinken over there right now kissing ass.
All I'm saying is, morality does not exist in 2023 if we're dealing with these skunks in Saudi Arabia.
What's our word?
Green.
There's your answer,
Mark, you're a religious guy. Your comments about dealing with the Saudi Arabians.
Well, I mean, I'll put it like this, and then I'll allude to what the situation in Cleveland, Ohio is. But if we went onto a job and somebody offered us $2 million and 20 vacations and gave us a new car every month, and you know, they gave us this and that.
Are we gonna
stand there and tell the guy, well, let me look in your past before I sign the contract?
It's not the past, Mark. It's not the past. It's okay, but right now in Saudi Arabia, women are treated like crap.
You're saying they've made no progress at all in the last 5 years.
I haven't seen anybody. How do they treat writers? Who they kill? Muskogee?
Well, they like to put them in suitcases, from what I gather.
Where have I seen any change in Saudi Arabia? This is only going to make them sure that they can do what they want and get away with. So it's the opposite.
But what message is being sent in Cleveland, Ohio, when you give a guy a guaranteed $230 million contract and he's already settled 23 of 25 civil suits? What kind of message is being sent to the people in Cleveland who are supporting this guy?
Lack of morality. And we're talking sports.
But it's happening right in our own country with it.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Fred, you make a great point. Okay, but here's the reality. The reality of the world is things aren't right. It's up to us to bring these things into focus, share the different viewpoints of it, and let the American people and the rest of the people in the world figure out what they should do, okay? By bringing this up, we bring it and we expose it, and then maybe we can change it, okay? But I still believe the powers that be are run by the almighty dollar. And you can go back to the rock and roll songs of the 70s, and it hasn't changed in 60 years, Fred.
All right, folks, you're listening to Sports Overnight America. That's Art. Mark's with us. I am Fred. Mario's putting the show together. In our last 2 minutes, I want to talk about Michael Vick, and people talking about Michael Vick as a possible NFL Hall of Famer. Mark, you followed Michael Vick's career, and this is even putting the killing the dogs on his side for a second. If that didn't even occur, was he good enough, or is he good enough to make it into the Hall of Fame, Mark?
No, I don't think he was good enough to make it in the Hall of Fame. He had a stellar, I think, 1 year or something, but no, I just, you know, when I look at Michael Vick, I almost look at John Morant in having a good year as far as doing stuff, not the dog stuff and everything else, but just surrounding himself with a bad crowd of people. And that's just the way I look at it. I don't think Michael Vick's good enough to be in the Hall of Fame.
Art, you're a former player in the NFL. Is there any way in the world that Michael Vick should make the NFL Hall of Fame?
No, there's a lot of people that fall in that category that were really good, almost to the point where it's like being a star and then being a superstar. Superstars go to the Hall of Fame. Stars, you know, get to have that 1, 2, 3 great years, but they don't have the full measure of the resume to make the Hall of Fame, in my opinion.
All right. He's Art, Mark, Mario. We're all going to come back with a whole lot more on Sports Overnight America and play some Barron Sports Trivia. We'll talk to Ed Desser all straight away on Sports Overnight America.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Love your emails. It's sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Later, Ed Desser at Desser Sports in Santa Monica will discuss what's going on with satellite TV, cable TV, and the games. We'll talk about that with Ed in a few minutes this evening right here on Sports Overnight America. Right now, though, it's time for Barron Sports Trivia, started by my cousins Lisa and Andy Barron, and I'm going to put Mark and Art on the spot. And before we start this, since Art is 126 years of age, and every week we do this Barron Sports Trivia, he takes another legal medicinal product to keep him up all night. So what's keeping you up all night answering these questions, Art Source?
Look on your TV, Fred. It's called Promax. It's the new nootropic. Well, that's hard to say. But it's made by Focus Factor. It's fantastic. It gives you a little bit of get up and go. It's good for the noodle. Keeps things in, you know, in the right frame of reference up in the brain. But you know, we all need to take little things to keep us moving along the way, especially at $1.26.
That's pretty tough. Yeah. $1.26. All right. We'll start with Mark on Barron Sports Trivia. Mark, the only pitcher in baseball history to win the Cy Young and Rookie of the Year in the same year. Cy Young, Rookie of the Year, same year. Mark Mancini, the World Horse Sports Handicapper. That's proven.
One of the most prominent Dodgers, Fernando Valenzuela.
Fernando Valenzuela is the only guy ever to win the Cy Young and Rookie of the Year?
I think it was Fernando Valenzuela.
Are you sure?
Really? Yeah. I'm going to hang my hat on that one. Hey, listen, everybody's coined your phrase across the country. Marianne's using it in Philly now, world's worst handicapper.
1981, Fernando, he's saying his rookie of the year and Cy Young simultaneously, and the only guy who's ever done that. Art Source, with your medicinal product, what do you think? Do you think Mark is right?
I think it might be Vita Blue.
Vita Blue. Well, make your case for Vita Blue 10 years earlier, 1971.
I'll tell you what, he was just an amazing, amazing force. And he just recently passed away. God rest his soul. And it might be Fernando, but I think those were the two key lefties that I could think of that would be in that particular situation.
The thing is, you can only tell me one name. Mark's given me one name.
I picked mine.
You picked Vita Blue. Mm-hmm. Mark's right. Art's wrong.
Yeah, baby. Show me the money.
All right, no drugs
in this house.
All right, Art, this is for you. In a very sad note, Roger Craig of the Dodgers 55 World Series Club passed away. There were only two living Dodgers who were in the dugout in 1955 when the Dodgers win their one World Series in Brooklyn. Who are those two guys, Art Source?
One of them is Sandy Koufax. I know that for a fact. I read this article the other day, and I'm trying to think of the other one real quick. Man, I'm trying
oh,
to.
Oh, man.
Come on, Marky. We can pull this off. I got you one.
I want to see Roy Campanella or Pee Wee Reese.
They're not living.
They have passed.
They're not living right now.
Oh, it's a living. You're coming up with somebody living?
Still alive from that 55 team in the dugout. Now, whether they were on the active roster or not, it doesn't matter, but they were a part of the team that year.
It wasn't the center fielder.
How about a hint, Fred?
Pitcher?
He is a pitcher, huh? Those pitchers live long lives. I don't know how they – it's all that running in the outfield, I think.
Right-hander?
Right-handed pitcher.
Starting pitcher.
Right-handed.
Wow. Wait a minute. I'm trying to think of the bullpen guy.
Mark, can you send Mark some of that medicinal products just to help us out here? Or
I'm trying to think of the
I'll bring it to him when we go watch the Raiders.
Yeah.
Oh my God. All right. You got us, Fred. We got one out of two.
Carl Erskine.
Carl Erskine. Good job. That's it.
All right, Mark, this will be a Barron Sports Trivia for you. The only guy ever to hit an inside the park home run in the history of the All-Star game. The All-Star game started in 1934. So we're talking 66 years and 22 more. So in 88 years so far, only one inside the park home run. Mr. Mark Mancini, who might that have been?
Well, he could probably turn a double into a home run. I don't know who it was. I'm going to throw Pete Rose out there.
Pete Rose, huh?
Yeah, Nobody's played the game like Pete Rose has, and probably the closest one would be Bryce Harper.
So you're saying Pete Rose is the only inside
Pete
the
Rose, park? Pete Rose would be it.
All right, Art Source, is Pete Rose the correct answer?
I don't think so. I'm going to go with Country Enos Slaughter.
From the Yankees.
Wow.
Well, you're both wrong. If I told you the Mariners.
Ken Griffey Jr.?
Ken Griffey Jr. Good guess, wow. But wrong.
I want to see Edgar Martinez.
I would like to see Edgar Martinez go around the bases.
I'd like to see Edgar Martinez. Yeah. Give me a break.
Like a piano going around the.
Let me tell you.
Maybe A-Rod? Maybe A-Rod? Maybe A-Rod?
207.
207. That's what he batted?
Yeah. No, it was in 207. The All-Star
game. Okay. It was A-Rod.
Alvin Davis.
No, it wasn't A-Rod. It wasn't Ken Griffey Jr.
Alvin
not
Davis.
Not Jay Buhner.
Left-handed hitter.
Alvin Davis.
Very Harold, hitter. Very fine.
Harold. A very
Bruce
fine.
Left- Tom Pastrana.
Oh, John Olerud.
Loved in Japan.
Jay Buhner?
Jay Buhner loved in Japan? I don't know.
Oh, it's a... Our little Suzuki, what's his name?
Ichiro Suzuki.
Ichiro. That's
Ichiro.
He was only, what a little hitter he was, Fred. Boy, I'll tell you what.
The only guy ever to hit inside the park home run in the All-Star game. All right. Final question on Barron Sports Trivia for this hour. Art, only Hall of Fame pitcher who never gave up a Grand Slam home run. Entire career. Only
his
Hall of Fame pitcher who never gave up a grand.
Wow. I might try this one.
I'm gonna have to go with either Sandy Koufax or Nolan Ryan. Nolan Ryan probably gave one up. He pitched too many years. So I'm gonna go with Sandy on this one.
Sandy, Mark, what do you say?
I'm gonna go with the guy that took 36 no-hitters in the seventh inning. And you probably can't find 36 pitchers that can go to seven innings. I'm going with Nolan Ryan.
All right. You're both wrong. let me give you guys a hint. He was part of the last team, I think the only team, that ever had four 20-game winners in the same roster.
Mike Cuellar.
So it's Jim McNally.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
Jim McNally? Oh, Dave, you know who it is? It's our favorite right-handed broadcaster, Jim Palmer.
Jim Palmer. Yeah, Jim Palmer. Whose actual first last name is not Palmer. It's Weezer. Weezin. Yes, Weezin.
I had the greatest time with him one night about 6 years ago down at Il Mimeo's restaurant in Baltimore. He actually has the Cy Young Trophy on the piano. Fantastic Italian food restaurant in Little Italy. What a great guy. You know, when you see Jim Palmer in person, you find it hard to believe he's 80 years old. And he looks fantastic. I mean, he's just
great.
Just a wonderful man, and he's a great broadcaster. I get to watch him and listen to him on Masson all the time, and he's a class act. I will say that much about him.
Yeah,
him and Steve Stone, what a duo. What a duo they were.
All right,
kind of so like Rita Hayworth.
What?
Rita Hayworth, aging great. Rita Hayworth.
She lost her head over some things, though.
Totally gorgeous. In our last couple of minutes in this segment, the Portland Trailblazers, something's going on here. Lillard, Dame, writes things in the media, social media, that he wouldn't mind going to the Nets and a couple other clubs he mentions. Meanwhile, a lot of conversation about the Blazers trading Anthony Simons, another guard. which tells me that maybe the reason Dame wants to leave, he's not getting along with the other guard in Simons, who a couple of years ago won the slam dunk contest in the NBA. They're both great. Dame's a great player, and Simons is getting better and better. Mark, you think that Dame Lillard is going to remain in Portland? Of course, a couple of years ago, they traded CJ, so anything is possible. Mark, what do you think?
I don't know what's going on in Portland. You lived there, Fred. You did radio there. I mean, are we getting back to the Jailblazer days? I mean, with these guys, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, they keep making news all the time. And, you know, as much as I like Damian Lillard, even if these guys go anywhere, they're traded, it's not the luster it was before when guys moved and they transformed that city and that team.
When they had Jack Ramsey and
yeah,
Big Mo. Yeah.
I mean, it really, is anybody going to blink an eye if Phoenix moves Kevin Durant? Does anybody really care? I mean, that's the thing, what you're looking at now. We got Chris Paul being shipped out of Phoenix and maybe coming back to L.A. Is anybody running into the season ticket holders? Let me buy some tickets to see
Archie, he's out of town. He's gone. He's going to probably wind up going to either the Nets or somebody on the Eastern Seaboard because he wants to play for a title before it's too late.
All right. That's Art. That's Mark. Come back with Ed Desser and more on Sports Overnight America right after.
Dazzling decal on Daisy's Donuts window. Bold banner at Barry's Barbershop. Prominent poster at Penny's on Park Place.
This is your sign. Well, signs. To try Staples and see the difference. Get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more.
From Staples. And I couldn't miss it.
N617. Visit staplesconnect.com/printbig for details.
Next up, Straight Talk from Doug.
Ever notice that saying no offense is offensive? Like, no offense, but you're overpaying for your wireless. See? Offensive.
That's the Straight Talk talking. Get unlimited plans as low as $35 a month from Straight Talk on America's most reliable 5G network. Available at Walmart and Walmart.com. On the $35 plan, first 10 gigabytes data at high speed, then 2G speeds. Refer to the latest terms at straighttalk.com. Based on most first place rankings, root metrics, second half 2022 assessments of 125 metros. Experiences vary, not an endorsement.
This is Ron Barr. I got a great suggestion for you. Father's Day is coming up, and if you really want to give him something I know he'll like, give him the Omaha Steaks Dad's Favorite Grill Pack. I guarantee he'll say, wow, this is great. Your dad doesn't need another electronic gadget. Just visit omahasteaks.com, type in sports in the search bar, and order the dad's favorite grill pack for just $99.99, and you'll get 8 free burgers. Your gift package includes bacon-wrapped fillets, boneless pork chops, gourmet jumbo franks, and boneless chicken breasts. And for a sweet finish, you'll get delicious caramel apple tarts. Trust me, I've had them all, and your dad will love them, and it's a Father's Day gift you and your dad will always remember. From experience, I can tell you, Omaha Steaks isn't just steak. It's the best steak of your life, guaranteed. So surprise your dad with something both of you can enjoy and never forget. That's omahasteaks.com, keyword sports. It's the ultimate Father's Day gift.
Collectible Exchange is the most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used, autographed, and other one-of-a-kind items. Founded by collecting icon Brandon Steiner from Steiner Sports, they can also help you evaluate, authenticate, and sell your sports collectibles. Check out CollectibleExchange.com and use code RADIO20 for 20% off between now and Father's Day. With over 150,000 items and over 80 pro and college athletes selling directly to you, that's code RADIO20 at CollectibleExchange.com.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive Online through our mobile app or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Our guest, Ed Desser, former head of broadcasting for the NBA, now has his own business, sports business in Santa Monica, Ed Desser Sports. And Ed, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Fred. Nice to be back.
So tell me the heck what's going on with all these, with the Bally Sports channels, the Diamond Sports channel going bankrupt. What does that mean to the viewers? What does that mean to the customers of DirecTV like me and all the people around the country listening to the show?
Well, we don't know what it means yet, frankly. What it means in San Diego is that Padres fans are currently getting games no longer produced by Bally Sports San Diego, but rather produced by Major League Baseball. Baseball is distributing those games directly to consumers and via cable and satellite to those who want to redistribute them. And from what I understand, and I'm not certain that this is the case, but from what I hear, they're not currently even charging the distributors for the product, at least in the short term, because they didn't have a whole lot of time to prepare. And the other thing that I believe is happening is that the Padres are being paid a portion of their rights fees by Major League Baseball in lieu of getting them from the Bally's. So in the short term, Padres fans are still seeing their games. In the short term, the Padres are getting some revenues. And in terms of what it means for Fred, which is usually what we focus on here, it doesn't necessarily mean anything has changed immediately, but change is in the wind, and I think what we're going to be dealing with over, you know, what is probably the next few years, is the fact that with the fall in the number of subscribers, and the debt that was placed on the Bally's RSNs, the numbers didn't work for those guys anymore. And by the way, the same thing has happened in the context of what were the AT&T sports nets in Las Vegas and also in Pittsburgh. Basically, Warner Brothers Discovery has taken the rights and handed the keys to the RSN back to the teams. And so we're dealing with a whole new set of possibilities there. There's already been an announcement in Las Vegas that the Golden Knights are going to do their games next year on a broadcast station. There's also a similar deal that was announced and then vacated by the bankruptcy court with respect to the Phoenix Suns. So what we're seeing is that the staid world of sports broadcasting that had pretty much remained as is for the last 40 years on a local basis. You know, really 40 years ago is when games started to shift from local broadcast stations to regional sports networks.
Prime Sports originally. And Ed, let me ask you a question. I'm real close to Sinclair Sports. I'm right here in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. Sinclair Sports seemingly got ahead of, over their skis a little bit with the packaging of the regional sports networks. As you look at it now and you see the move back to regular over-the-air stations, could that be a good thing for sports fans in the long run? Because it's going to be less expensive. God only knows what it takes to take your family to a major league sporting, you know, event, whether it be the NBA, the NFL, or Major League Baseball. But could you start to see, you know, your KCOPs in Los Angeles, your KHJs, your stations in big market cities start to get back like WGN was for a long time, WOR in New York. Are we going to see maybe a revival of the local stations getting back into TV?
Well, we're seeing a little bit of that now. I mean, in particular markets where rights are up and there isn't a plan for something in the alternative, or we're going to see some combination of some broadcast and some direct consumer streaming. It's unclear what the optimal package will be. It may vary by market. It may vary by team. But I think what we can say is that, you know, in the short term, the only way to get games to the entire market quickly is either via broadcast or via streaming, but without a gating factor. So you can stream on the internet. You can put games on YouTube. And people can get them for free. The problem is that isn't necessarily going to pay for, you know, your latest pitching recruit.
The $240 million right-hander you need.
Well, there's that, you know, and you know, let's face it, you know, the teams are not operating just to satisfy Fred Wallen. And that means that, you know, they've got to figure out a way of funding themselves.
Brett says they should be in.
Well, you know, he's entitled to his opinion. Yeah. I doubt very many team owners would agree. But, you know, it's not the first time that Fred has taken a position. So we're in a moment when there's a great deal of uncertainty. And yeah. I can't tell you that I've got a crystal ball. I know, you know, and understand the variety of things that can be done, and it's going to emerge over a period of time. I, for one, don't think that the regional sports business is dead. I think it still serves a lot of people and generates a lot of revenue. It just may not generate as much revenue as it used to, or as it as projections would have indicated.
Let me ask one more quick question on that, and then we'll let Mark in there and Fred in there. And looking at the Dodgers and their lack of participation in the free agency market, and the fact, you know, that they've really gotten a lot of money from their deal that they made, you know, with their network out in LA, Spectrum Sports. Do you think they kind of saw this coming and they kind of looked at their payroll and said, well, you know, until we get the answers to all these questions, maybe we should lay low just a little bit, keep our budget under $200 million, which seems really, really high anyway. But, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
I don't know that I'm qualified to answer your question. I mean, I have a general sense that
I'd love to hear it. Know,
that teams have to operate in a manner that recognizes what their revenues are, and there is uncertainty. Having said that, I don't think that we're dealing with the same sort of uncertainty with the Dodgers, because they basically locked in their revenue.
I think that's Friedman on the phone for you, Ed.
I'm going to let it go. You know, it's some other talk show that is trying to compete, and, you know, we're just going to let them I think it may be Colin Cowherd, actually.
You know, Ed, we'll never see a salary cap in baseball. I can pretty much stamp that approval. The players will never bend to that. They're probably the strongest union across this country, up with the Teamsters. But I want to talk about the sport that you were a big part of, the NBA, where two guys were prominent of putting that sport on the map. When we had delayed games at 11:30 at night, after the game was over, but Magic Johnson and Larry Bird, how far have we come to get this sport up? I think in some ways we've lost the rivalries, and in some ways I think we've lost the pizzazz of the Birds, the Dr. J's, and something like that, because today's game, it just seems like there's no defense being played.
Well, I can speak with a little bit more authority on this subject since I lived through the Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Dr. J years, and am, you know, still in the industry and working today, and went to every one of the Lakers playoff games this year. What I can tell you is, you know, contrary to popular belief, at least on this call, they play a ton of defense. And if you watch, if you're really watching carefully, they are hustling and they are, you know, they're doing exactly what they need to do. And it's not like the days of the, you know, of the isolation game where everybody's going and, you know, hiding in one corner and leaving the ball on the other side. You know, the game is very entertaining. Now, I will be the first to agree with you that the Bird and Magic and later Michael Jordan days were transformational for the NBA. And to the question of where are we relative to then, I mean, we're light years away, because this is now, you know, I would argue the top worldwide sports league. It is the second most popular sport on a worldwide basis.
How many of those fans are Chinese, Ed?
You know what? They count too.
They have
one to spend.
So how come society hasn't come down on them like they've come down on the Saudis?
Yeah. You know, again, that is really outside of my. I'm gonna let Fred opine on the issue of the Saudis' takeover of the sports industry. What I can say is it's a worldwide business, and there is interest in basketball in practically every corner of it. And you've got players in the NBA. You know, Steph Curry is known on a worldwide basis to sports fans.
And, yeah, there's players from every walk of the earth.
And, I mean, that's, you know, thing, and yeah. You got the Joker now playing in the finals. Yeah. And, you know, he was basically unknown prior to the playoffs this year outside of Denver. But, you know, he's part of that transformation. When I was at the NBA, one of the things we started to do in the mid-'80s was pump out games on an international basis. And what that ultimately led to was kids growing up and aspiring to want to play in the NBA. And awesome. Nowadays, we've got dozens and dozens of players in the NBA who grew up that way, and the NBA is enriching for it. I mean, and now the new kid from France is coming to the Spurs.
Fred and, likes, you know, everybody to say his name just to see if they can.
I'm not even going to try. Okay. Even on a late night show.
Ed, we must go, but very, 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 very quickly. For 30 years, I've had DirecTV because of the Sunday Ticket. The Sunday Ticket's now to YouTube. Is that going to work at $450 a year?
Well, it depends what you mean by work. Okay. Will Google generate or YouTube generate the necessary direct revenue from advertising sales and subscription sales of Sunday Ticket to pay back what they're paying the NFL? Probably not. But DirecTV never made it back directly either. They used it as their loss leader to subsidize. And, you know, they've managed to you know, what are you paying nowadays, Fred, for your DirecTV?
$250 a month.
And Verizon's okay. The exact same and price, so they're all in cahoots.
So the point is they keep you paying as a result of having a Sunday Ticket, and now you're going to reset.
Ed Desser, as usual, you were brilliant. Thank you very much. And I'll answer
first
society question later, and Ed, thank you for appearing on Sports Overnight America.
You're Thanks, welcome, Ed. Fred. Nice being with you, and good luck with that PGA Tour thing.
Thank you very much. Ed Desser, Santa Monica. Back with more on Sports Overnight America.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Thank you, Ed Dester of Ed Dester Sports in Santa Monica. The Dodgers. $13 million for Noah Syndergaard. Thor. Got bombed earlier this week. They had a five-run lead, and they couldn't hold it with him pitching. Bottom line is he gave up seven runs, I believe, in that one. I think his ERA is like 7.7. Dodgers did not release him. They have put him on the injury list. So the question mark would be, does he ever throw another pitch for the Dodgers?
You know, I can't help but think of that old Toto song, Toeing the Line. And I don't think he's going to pitch again, but he's not the real problem there in LA, Fred. The real problem is they got a bullpen that just can't seem to close the door in more ways than one. Could they use a Kenley Jansen now or a Craig Kimbrell?
The last time, if ever, in the last 40 years, they lost a 5-run lead and a 4-run lead in back-to-back games against the Reds. Art? Well,
you like that Elliot De La Cruz kid? I mean, does that kid look like he's going to be something special? Yeah.
So what do you think? Is he ever going to pitch again for the Dodgers?
No. He's that's a $13 million Bauer, like, dump the money down the old loo, as they say in England. It's a sad situation. I will say this, though. You know, the Dodgers were picked to win 95 games this year by Vegas. We all figured more like 90. It looks like they're on pace to win 90 games this year. It's just a matter of, you know, when the Yankees get rid of somebody, Fred, they wind up showing up like Hicks in Baltimore or Sanchez in Seattle, and they look like new ball players. I don't understand how that works. Can a venue be that much different? Can Can it change your whole perception? That's the question I ask for you, Fred.
Yeah. All right, folks, you can answer that question by emailing at sportsfred@AOL.com. For Mark, for Art, for Mario, I'm Fred. More Sports Overnight America later tonight, right here.